做祷告。
Father, we thank you for your love for us.
父，我们谢谢你对我们的爱。
May our worship this morning be a genuine response to your love.
让我们今天早上的敬拜是一个对你真正的爱的回应。
May your words guide our lives to live a life that is pleasing to you.
让你的话可以引导我们的生活每天的生命啊生活有一个能够蒙你的喜悦。
And it is to your glory that we do all things.
是因为你的荣耀啊，我们可以做我们的事情。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们这样子祷告是奉主耶稣的名求，嗯。
Good morning.
早安。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
My first time here this year.
新年在我是第一次在这里。
This morning, I want to share with you on the subject of who sits on your throne of life.
今天早上我想要跟你分享一个主题，就是谁坐在你生命的宝座上。
You already know the answer if you had sang the last song.
如果你刚有唱最后一首诗歌的话，大概你已经有答案了。
But not everyone thinks that way or behave that way.
但并不是每个人都是这样子想，或者是这样子的行为。
So this morning we will be sharing from Daniel chapter 3.
今天早上我们会看这但以理书的第三章。
It's a long chapter, so I have only selected 3 verses to read together.
是一段长的经文，所以我选择了一个简短的几段的经节。
But these are 3 very, very significant verses.
这三节是当中非常重要的三节。
So let us stand, and we can read it first in English together, and then in Chinese.
可以读神的话语，用英文或者是中文都可以。
Let's read together. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Chinese.撒德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥回答王说：“你不叫你撒了，这件事我们无需回答你。如果我们被扔在火窑里，我们所侍奉的神必能拯救我们。王啊，他必拯救我们脱离烈火的窑和你的手。之后不然，主王啊，你要知道，我们却不侍奉你的神，也不向你所立的金像撒拜。”请坐 ，please be seated. And Willie, this is an ancient story.
这是一个古老的故事。
But ancient stories of the Bible are not out of touch with life in the 21st century.
圣经里面的古老的故事与我们21世纪的生活并没有脱节。
The truths told in those stories.Are just as relevant to our lives as they were to former generations.
故事中的真理与我们现在的生活还是息息相关的。
And Daniel chapter 3, a story that we are familiar with is such a story.
但以理三章的这个故事就是这样的一个故事。
And I said it happened 25,000 years ago.
这是在2500年前发生的事情。
So for the Chinese history students,
对那些读中国历史的学生们
，What dynasty in China was 2500 years ago？
当时中国是哪一个朝代呢？
春秋，孔夫子。Isn't that marvelous? That even as this is happening in Babylon, in China.We are also experiencing a time of greatness in our history.
不是很奇妙吗？在巴比伦发生的事情，在中国也是有同样的一段历史，另外的一段历史在发生。
King Nebuchadnezzar, he made a golden image that's 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide.
尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金像，高90尺，宽9尺。
That would tower above our church here.
这会比我们的教会的更
高。90 feet is about 9 stories.
90尺大概是有9层楼那么高。
About the height of Olive Plaza.
大概是像我们如今的那个 Olive Plaza 那么高。
And then he sent out an order to all of the provincial officials.
然后他就向各省的官员发出一个命令。
They were to come to the plain of Dura where he had set up the golden image and to attend a dedication ceremony.
王要求那些官员都参加这个树立在巴那个杜拉平原上的金像的结膜典结膜典礼。
And the order is when they hear the music, they must all fall down and worship this image.
也命令他们在听到音乐以后必须要俯伏去敬拜这个金像。
If not, they would be thrown immediately into a very hot, fiery furnace.
若不这样做的话，就会被扔到烈火的窑中。
Now, if you are a student of not only Chinese history, but world history, you probably can name a dozen powerful people, rulers that came after Nebuchadnezzar.
如果你是历史学生的话，你可以讲出很多出现在尼布甲尼撒王以后的一些有权力的一个人物。
They have titles like the Führer.
他们可能拥有 the Führer 的这个元首的称号。
Hitler called himself the Führer.
希特勒称自己为 the Führer.
Which in German means the leader.
那个在德文里面这个意思就是元首。
And then you have the man of steel, Stalin.
有一个被称为钢铁人的史达林。
I have Hitler on the right and Stalin on the left, so I am politically correct. That's a joke. You know, if you pay attention, this is why I say,Ancient stories of the Bible are very relevant to life today.
如果你有小心注意的话，你就明白我为什么说古老的圣经故事跟现在的生活是息息相关的。
If you pay attention to current affairs, events, you know that there are people in the world today, people in power, who strive to be like Nebuchadnezzar.
如果你对现在的时事有所关注的话，你会知道还有很多人仍然想要像希特勒一样的这样子有权力。
But you say, I live in a democracy.
那你可能会说，我是活在一个民主国家里
，not ruled by a despot.
不是被暴君统治的国家。
I have the freedom.Of religion,
我有宗教的自由
but the real issue is more than just worshiping a golden image.
但是真正的问题并不是在于崇拜一个金像
The real issue is the temptation of replacing the true God with people, with things, or even with ideas.
真正的问题是我们会容易被引诱，就是把人事物或者是一些思想代替了我们的真神。
There's a very well-known German-American theologian by the name of Paul Tillich.
有一个很有名的美国德裔神学家，名叫保罗·田立科。
And he put it this way.
他这样子说
：“A person's God is the thing.” Or person that one is most concerned about, thinks the most about, or affect one's life the most.
他说一个人的神是他最关心、最要考虑、最能影响他生命的人或者事物。
What do you think about the most?
你想的最多的是什么？
Who are you concerned about the most?
你最考虑的是什么？
If it's not the one true God, then it's idol worship.
如果不是真神的话，你就是在敬拜偶像。
And Bill Bright, who is one of the founders of Campus Crusade, often said that there is a question that we need to constantly ask ourselves.
这个学员传道会的其中一位创办人，那个比尔布莱特说，我们需要经常问自己这样的一个问题。
And that question is, who sits on my throne of life?
问题就是谁坐在我生命的宝座上？
Because only then can you find the meaning of God's story in your life.
只有这样，你才能在生活里面找到神的故事的意义。
And why do we need to ask that question? Who is sitting on the throne of my life?
为什么？这就是为什么我们要问这个问题：谁坐在我们的生命的宝座上
？So that you can have discernment to better engage your neighbors.
这样你就可以有分辨能力，去更好的帮助你的邻舍。
To understand their concerns and challenges.
去明白他们的担忧和挑战。
And share the good news.
分享
Jesus Christ.
分享耶稣的好消息。
And there are three categories of people here.
这里讲到三类人。
The king, Nebuchadnezzar.
王尼布甲尼撒。
The provincial officials.
那些各省的官员。
And Daniel's three friends.
还有但以理的三个朋友。
And how would they answer that question?
那他们如何回答这个问题呢？
Who sits on your throne of life?
谁坐在他们的生命的宝座上呢？
And how would you answer it today?
那如果是你，要怎么回答呢？
You know, King Nebuchadnezzar was a very powerful king.
这个尼布甲尼撒王是一个很有权力的王。
And when Nebuchadnezzar speaks, you better listen.
当他讲话的时候，你最好小心注意。
That was 2,500 years ago.
这是2500年前。
Before iPhones and iPads.
是在那些平板呢
？Or internet.
手机或者是互联网以前的事情。
Imagine the power of Nebuchadnezzar's word if he had lived in our times.
你可以试想象，如果他是活在我们这个年代的话，他的话有多大的能力
？If he had the internet and the social media at his disposal.
他有这个互联网，我那些社交的联网在他的那个使用的平台上。
I want you to imagine that you are now a reporter with the Nineveh Morning News. Okay.
我希望你可以幻想自己是这个尼尼微城报的记者。
And you have been granted an interview with the king.
你被批准与国王见面跟采访。
And being very brave or very stupid, you ask this one question.King Nebuchadnezzar, your majesty, who sits on your throne of life?
你可能非常勇敢，或者是非常愚昧地问这样子的一个问题，就是国王尼布甲尼撒，是谁坐在你的生命的宝座上？
Do you dare to ask Nebuchadnezzar that question?
你够胆去问尼布甲尼撒王这个问题吗？
If the king was in a good mood,
如果王心情好的时候，
he had a good breakfast,
他可能吃过一顿好的早餐。
His answer most likely would be this.
他的回答可能是这样。
Why? I sit on my throne of life, of course.
当然是我啊，我坐在我自己的生命宝座上。
Next question.
下一个问题吧。
But if the king was in a bad mood and you asked that question.
但如果当王心情不好的时候，你问这样子的问题。
Off you go into the fiery furnace.
你可能马上就被扔到这个烈火的窑中了。
So what was the main driving force behind all that Nebuchadnezzar did?
所以在尼布甲尼撒王所做的一切的背后，主要的动机是什么呢？
One word, pride.
一个字就是骄傲。
Yes, it is true. If you were here last week and listened to the sermon on Daniel 2, yes, when Daniel interprets the dream after that, the king actually bowed down.And worshipped Daniel.
或许你上个星期有在这里听那个但以理第二章的分享的时候，会知道，当但以理解释了王的梦以后，尼布甲尼撒有俯伏下拜但以理。
And he even promoted Daniel to be the number two person in his kingdom.
他甚至把但以理升为巴比伦国的第二把交椅。
And appointed his friends to to oversee, to be the administrator of the province of Babylon.
也任命了但以的朋友去管理巴比伦省的政务。
But do you think that Nebuchadnezzar went through a life transformation?
但你认为巴比尼布甲尼撒他真的有经历到人生的大转变吗？
Not likely.
并不然。
I think, like all smart kings, he wanted to surround himself with the wisest people.
我认为他只是想用尽所有有智慧的人作为他的谋士。
Not because he worshipped the same God as they did, but that he can strengthen his own position.
并不是他真的敬拜但以理的神，而是只是想要巩固他自己的地位。
And in Daniel's interpretation of the dream, the king's dream, there was a huge image.
在但以理对于国王的梦的解说中，他有一个巨大的形象。
And Nebuchadnezzar was represented by the head of gold.
尼布甲尼撒是由一个金的头来代表的。
And Daniel made it clear that it was God who gave Nebuchadnezzar the power to rule.
但以理很清楚地表明，这是神给尼布甲尼撒一个统治的权利。
And that there would be other kingdoms that will follow his.
在他之后也会有其他的王国。
In fact, in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord referred to Nebuchadnezzar as his servant.
而事实上，在耶利米书里面，神称尼布甲尼撒王为他的仆人。
And yet now, Nebuchadnezzar erected, he put up a huge image.
然而现在尼布甲尼撒王就树立了一个巨大的金像。
Not only the head was gold,
不是只有头是金的。
The whole image statue was gold.
是整个都是金的。
The Bible didn't say what that image represented.
圣经里面没有说这个形象到底代表了什么。
Was it one of the Babylonian gods?
是巴比伦神中的其中一位吗？
Or was itNebuchadnezzar himself.
还是尼布甲尼撒本人。
Perhaps he wanted to challenge or test the power of the God of Israel.
也许尼布甲尼撒想要挑战或考验以色列神的力量。
I am, when it comes to people in power, I am somewhat of a pessimist.
我对于有权势的人，我是带着一点有悲观的看法。
Lord Acton of Britain, you know, had these words. It's a power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
一个英国的政治家厄克顿勋爵说过一句话，就是权力会引导腐败，绝对的。
What that means is, as a person's power increases.His or her moral sense.
他的意思是说，一个人的权力越大，他的道德感就越少。
As power increases, the tendency is for our moral to decrease.
因为权力越增加的时候，我们的道德感就越来越减少。
No, you could be the president of a country.
你可能是一个国家的总统。
You could be a leader in the church.
你可以是教会的领导。
You could be the head of the household.
可以是家里的头。
But are you abusing the power that God has given you?
但是有滥用这个神给你的权利吗？
So Proverbs says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
箴言说，在灭亡以先必有骄傲，在跌倒以先心中高傲。
And we will know that in the future, God will teach Nebuchadnezzar a lesson.
我知道在
pride
未来神可能会教尼布甲尼撒王有关骄傲的一个道理。
Humility is something that we need so much in the world today.
谦卑是这个时代非常需要的一件事情。
That was the king. In some way, you know, he was the one that sat on his throne.
他就是自己坐在自己宝座上的人。
And now we come to the officials.
现在我们来看这各省的官员。
And if you ask one of the provincial officials at the dedication ceremony, Honorable Governor so-and-so, who sits on your throne of life?
如果你在这个节目典礼的时候问一个官员是某某大人，你是谁坐在你的宝座上？
He would probably look at you, really strangely with disbelief and say, that's an absurd question.
他可能会很怀疑的看着你说这个是一个荒谬的问题。
Of course, it's King Nebuchadnezzar that sits on my throne of life.
当然是尼布甲尼撒王坐在我的宝座上面。
And he probably wants to say it loud enough for the king to hear.
他或许会想要大声的到一个程度可以让王也听到。
You know, in the middle of this dedication ceremony, some wise people, the Chaldeans came to the king.
在这个节目典礼上有一些占星家这个是加勒底人来到国王的面前。
And they were considered the wisest people in the country.
他们被认为是王国里面最聪明的人。
But they were not able to interpret the king's dream.
但他们却没有办法解释国王的梦。
You know, the king would have executed them all, but for Daniel's pleading for their lives.
若不是但以理为他们辩护的话，王已经处决了他们。
So how did the astrologers repay Daniel's kindness?
那这些占星家他们如何报答但以理的善意呢？
Now Daniel wasn't there.
但以理并没有在那里。
For some reason,
在某些原因。
The Bible didn't say why.
圣经里面没有说为什么。
We could think that maybe he was back in the palace praying for his friends.
我们可以想的可能是在王宫里面为他的朋友祷告。
So these astrologers came and they accused the Jews.
这些占星家来到，他们去诬告那些但以理的朋友。
And really, they say, "Here, King, there are some Jews who you have appointed."Over the affairs of Babylon,
他们对王说：“你这是那些王委派他们去管理巴比伦的那些犹大人。
”Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, King, pay no attention to you.
撒德拉、米撒和亚伯尼哥，他们并没有理会你的命令。
They don't serve your God or worship the golden image you have set up.
他们没有侍奉你的神，也没有向你所立的金像下拜。
And if you pay attention to their accusation,
如果你对他们的指控有注意的话
，they've added something besides the king's direct order.
他们就是在神在那个王的命令以外，再多加了一些事情。
And the king said, "Don't you have to worship this golden image that I made?"
王说你们需要向这个金像下拜。
But the astrologers, the Chaldeans, says, these Jewish young people also do not serve your gods.
那些占星家说这些犹大人没有侍奉你的神。
And they don't worship your image.
他们也没有向你的形象金像下拜。
The Chaldeans were theologically correct.
那些加勒底人在神学上是正确的。
Sometimes we separate. Listen to this.
有时候我们需要听这个。
Sometimes we separate the time that we spend here in what we call worship. We separate that from everything else that we do outside.
有时候我们会把我们的敬拜
，wherever you serve，
其他事情以外，我们所服侍的分开的。
Serving is not separate.
服侍并不是分开的，跟你的敬拜分开的。
This morning, as I was driving to church, I asked Irene.
今天早上我开车来教会的时候，我问 Irene.
Is our sister's worship dance?Team gonna perform at the Asian celebration.
我们姐妹的舞蹈团系会在那个 Asian celebration 里面有表演吗？
I don't know if there are any. If you are gonna perform or sing or dance, you raise your hand.
或许你有
在 who's gonna dance and sing
帮忙跳舞或者是唱歌的话，你可以举手。
Okay, don't be shy.
不要害羞，可以。
And I don't know if all of you will be at the. Asian celebration.
我不知道你们是不是都会在那个 Asian celebration 出现。
But those who raise their hands, think of them as our or your Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
但如果你有参加的话，你可以是想象你跟沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥一样。
They are not going to the fairgrounds to perform to a group of people only.
他们到那个节目点，你不是为了去表演。
They are there to worship the one and true God to serve Him.
他们是要去那里敬拜那唯一独一无二的真神，去服侍他。
And the rest of you, if you are not there, or even if you are there, you are the Daniels.
如果你们不在那边的话，或许你就是想象自己是但以理。
As they are serving with their spiritual gifting, you, your duty is to be praying for them.
他们在为神做服事的时候，你就可以为他们祷告。
No, I don't know if the Chaldeans was serving the king or worshiping the image out of fear or loyalty. It's hard to say.
我不知道那些加勒底人为国王服务是出于害怕还是忠诚。
Was it Nebuchadnezzar who sat on the throne of life, or was it their own jealousy and envy of Daniel and his friends?
他们生命宝座上坐的是尼布甲尼撒王，还是他们被嫉妒所引发的野心？
The person they really want to attack was Daniel.
他们想要攻击的或许是但以理。
But Daniel wasn't there.
但但以理不在那里。
And that's an interesting question. Where was he?
所以就有
这样问题。Why wasn't he there?
为什么但以理没有在那里？
I maybe because Daniel is so, has so much of the trust of the king that he was excused. I don't know.
或许但以理在那个王的心目中是非常的重视，所以他在管理没有在管理事情没有去。
But a lot of times, the enemy attacked the leader not directly but indirectly.Through other people.
但很多时候，那个恶者攻击的，不只是领导，或者还是领导身边的人。
So we have all to be very sure that we study the, you know, the word of God.
所以我们必须要好好的去阅读神的话语。
So when temptations come, we will know how to deal with them.
当引诱来的时候，我们知道怎么样的去回应，对应。
No, are you grateful for being able to live in this country?
你有没有因为能在这个国家生活而感到感恩？
And to enjoy the freedom and opportunities that you have.
能够享受这里的自由和机会。
Or do you feel like, well, I'm entitled to all of this?
还是你觉得你是
I earn it.
理当得到这一些，或是配得更多？
How far are you willing to go to become rich and famous?
你们会愿意不惜使用任何的手段来得到财富和权利吗？
Will you go as far as betraying the very person who saved you?
还是你会甚至愿意做到忘恩负义对你救你的人？
I'm not talking about Daniel here.
我并不是只有在讲但以理。
There may be Daniels in your life who had helped you.
曾经帮过你。
I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
我所讲的是耶稣基督。
Who sits on the throne of the Chaldeans?
谁坐在这些加勒底人的心中的宝座上呢？
Maybe it's a bag of money.
或许是金钱。
Maybe it's a, you know, taking over.The administration of the province of Babylon from these three friends of Daniel's.
或许是想要取替那但以理的三位朋友拿到这个管理的能力。
A rich man is wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has understanding will find him out.
财主自以为有智慧，聪明的穷人却能看透他。
Even if a poor man doesn't find you out, God will.
就算穷人没有看透你，神也会。
And now we come to, you know, we talked about the king.
我们讲了王了。
The Chaldeans.
想到那些加勒底人。
Now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
现在就是沙德拉、米沙和亚伯尼哥。
You know, this is really a simple story.
这其实是一个很简单的故事。
But if you read through chapter 3,
如果你读完第三章的话，
over and over again,
重复又重复的，
what do you find?
你会看到什么？
That there are words and phrases, names that are repeated over and over and over again.
就是一些重复的名词或者是语句，一直重复又重复。
Now, why did the writer do that?
为什么那个作者要这样子做呢？
I don't know if Timothy is here. You know, I don't know if he. One of the pieces of music that I enjoy the most is something called the Bolero.
其中一首我很喜欢的一个乐曲，就是一个名称为波利路的一个乐曲。
Bolero.
Bolero.
In case after the sermon you want to look it up, it's written by Maurice Ravel.
是由法国的作曲家莫里斯·拉威尔所作的。
So special about this piece of music?
这首乐曲有什么特别呢？
It has not too many notes.
它并没有很多的那个音调。
But the same notes and the same theme is repeated and repeated and repeated over and over and over again.
但是重复的音节或者是那个主题一直重复又重复了很多次。
And that's a literary device or musical device that adds tension to the story.
用来增加这个紧张感的一个方式。
And the climax of this story comes when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego told the king what? They cannot, they told the king God can save us from the furnace.
这故事的高潮就是当沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼高告诉王，他们的神能将他们从火窑中救出来。
But even if he doesn't, we will not betray God.
即或不然，他们也不会背叛神。
We will not worship your image.
我们也不会敬拜那像。
And you will also find worship and image to be repeated over and over.And over and over again.
你会看到敬拜或者是形象这个一直重复又重复的在三章里面出现。
And if you pay attention to what the Bible says,
如果你有注意到圣经里面的说的
，When the king heard their reply,
当王听到他们的回答的时候
，His image changed.
那个王的形象脸色也变了。
And he gave the order to throw, no, not, you know, not just to throw them into the furnace, but increase the heat. I don't know how you do that. Increase the heat of a very hot furnace 7 times. You would think the furnace would melt.
Okay. 他不是叫人把那三个人扔到火窑里面，还要人把那个火窑的火加烈到7倍以上。
And the king ordered the strongest of the soldiers to throw the Jews into the fire. And those soldiers, they came so close to the fire that they were killed themselves.
王命令那些强壮的兵士把那三个人带到那个火窑里，那些兵士太近那个火也感觉受不了。
But a miracle happened.A miracle that demonstrated the power of the king was no match for the power of the God of Israel.
但一个神迹随之而来，毫无疑问，尼布甲尼撒的能力跟以色列神的能力是无法相提并论。
You know, I think it was John Calvin who said that God saved the three friends, you know, not from the fire, but in the fire.
我记得这个约翰加尔文指出，神拯救了三个朋友，不是从火救出来，而是在火里面。
And that fourth person, mysterious person in the furnace, was a reflection of Emmanuel, God with us and with them.
而且内中还有第四个人的形象，反映出以马内利的形象，就是神与我们同在。
And who was this God who sat on the throne of the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
所以坐在撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥生命宝座上的这位神是谁呢？
He is the one and only image maker.
他就是独一无二的形象的创造者。
You know, when God created man, He said, "Let us make man in our image."
神在创造人的时候是说，按照我们的形象
After our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish and the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
是按照我们的形象造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜，以及全地和地上所有爬行的生物。
But we often are like Nebuchadnezzar.
但我们常常可能很像尼布甲尼撒王。
We make God into our own image.
我们要把神做成我们自己的形象。
We have to really be very serious about faith, about the God. We should not be haphazard.
我们对信心必须要很认真的，不能像尼布甲尼撒王一样。
The God whom we worship is the God who spoke the universe into existence.
我们所相信的神是能够说句话，这能从无变有的神。
You know, this is a God who says, "There shall be no other gods before me."
神说，除我以外，你不可有别的神。
God will not accept a substitute.
神是无可取替的。
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego were in awe not of Nebuchadnezzar, but of this mighty true God.
撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥他们敬畏的是真正的神，而不是尼布甲尼撒王。
And if you could forget everything I say this morning.
如果你可以忘记我今天早上所讲的一切的话。
Remember these three words.
记住这几个字。
I believe these are the key words in this chapter, in this story.
我觉得这个是这一章还有这个故事里面最关键的一句话。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, "God, our God can deliver us from the fire."
撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥说，我的神能够拯救我离开这个火。
But if not, we shall still not worship the king's image.
即或不然，他们也不会敬拜神的敬拜那王的金像。
Was that the lack of faith?
这是他们信心不足吗？
I don't think so.
我不认为是。
I think they said, "But if not,"
我认为他说即或不然。
As a demonstration of their complete trust, faith in the sovereignty of God.
他们是完全的顺服在神的主权里面。
God, do with us what you will.
他们说神，你在我们身上做你的旨意。
Do with us what you desire.
做你认为该做的事。
Good or bad.
好的或者不好的
I will not betray you.
我都不会背叛你。
There you have it.
这样你就看到了。
Who sits on the throne of life?
谁坐在你生命的宝座上？
Is it pride?
是骄傲？
Is it fame and fortune?
是名或者是利？
Or is it God who has saved you?
还是神救你的神？
It's a famous Switzerland theologian Karl Barth.
有一个著名的瑞士神学家卡尔巴特。
And he said, "You know, we modern Christians."
他说我们现今的基督徒。
This is back in the days when you still have newspapers and paper.
是在你们还会看报纸的那个时候。
We are to read the Bible.
我们需要一手拿着圣经。
Read.
需要一边读圣经。
We are to read the newspaper.
一边读报纸。
But we interpret the newspaper based on our Bible.
但是要运用你的圣经来解释你读的报纸。
Not the other way around.
不是相反的。
We interpret the newspaper.
不能以报纸。
Based on God's word.
来解释神的话。
You know, today it may not be the newspaper. I got the.
今天可能不再是报纸了。
I get all my news on this device.
我的新闻是从这个工具里面看到的。
It always has my wife's picture on it.
有我太太的照片在上面。
Or you may have an Android. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
或许你有其他的手机工具。
But whether it's the newspaper or the Twitter or Facebook. Or,
但是不管你是报纸、Twitter、Facebook 或者是播客，任何一类。
You know, it's important for Christians to be relevant, but also to be wise.
重要的对基督徒来说是需要与时代相应，而且还要更有智慧。
You know, we are not to give equal value to the news today, you know, and the Bible.
我们不能把神的话与新闻报道平等的看待。
So your job.The job of every believer is to connect the story of God and God's people with the stories of today.
所以基督徒的任务是把神和神子民的故事和今天的时事联系起来。
How does Daniel chapter 3 relate to your story right now?
但以理三章跟你自己个人的故事怎么样子连接起来呢？
Who sits on your throne of life?
谁坐在你生命的宝座上呢？
Only then can you help others to find the way.
你才能够帮助其他人找到他们真理。
Story of Daniel is one of pride, selfishness, jealousy, betrayal.
但以理的故事是有关骄傲、自私、嫉妒和背叛。
What we need today are stories of compassion, forgiveness, sacrifice, faithfulness.
我们今天更需要的是更多怜悯、饶恕、牺牲和忠诚的故事。
With Jesus as the central character.
以耶稣作为故事的中心。
The Jesus that in Colossians chapter 3.
耶稣在哥罗西书第三章里面。
It's through him that we have redemption and forgiveness.
在子里面才有救赎，能够得到赦免。
But Jesus is the same God.
耶稣是同样的一个神。
That sits on the throne of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
坐在以撒亚伯尼哥、撒德拉他们的宝座上。
For by him all things were created.
在他身上所有的东西都是透过他而成的。
He is the one that rules over all dominions.
他是管理一切的掌权的。他是唯一的权柄。
You know, whether it's a legend or history, historical fact.You and I know that many, many powerful people in the past had wanted to find some way of living an eternal life.
不管是在传说或者是历史事实里面，我们都知道有很多强大的统治者正寻求过一件事，就是永生不朽。
Or leave something in their lives behind that will be remembered for generations and generations to come.
或者是想要在他们有生之年做一些事情，让以后的世代都记得他。
I think that's why Nebuchadnezzar erected that tall statue.
我想这就是为什么尼布甲尼撒王要树立那个大的金像。
No, there are also emperor, you know, 秦始皇 that look for that, you know, potion, that magic potion that allows him to live forever.
还有其他的君王，像秦始皇想要寻找一个能够带给他永生的灵药。
What about you?
那你呢？
How do you want to be remembered?
你想要如何的被记住？
Do you want to remember, you know, as being the person that erected this great statue?
你想要被纪念为这个树立一个大铜像、大形象的一个人吗？
Do you want to remember as this wealthy person that all, you know, is has all the money in the world?
还想要被纪念为一个非常有财富的人？
And you may say, you know, if I have all that power, you know, I will use that to do good deeds.
或许你会说，如果我有这样的强大的力量，我想会自己去做善事。
But you and I know that no amount of good deeds will earn you eternal life.
但是你也我都知道，没有任何多少的善行能够让你获得永生。
The only way is to receive the Lord Jesus.
唯一的方法就是接受主耶稣。
Accept the forgiveness that comes from He taking on our sins on the cross.
接受从他而来的饶恕。
And setting Him up as the King of our lives, the throne of our life.
是他为我们生命宝座上的王。
You know, Nebuchadnezzar was in some way in awe of God's wisdom and power. Wisdom in the previous chapter and power in this chapter. You know, he understands that the, you know, God is wiser than he was and more powerful than he was.
尼布甲尼撒王某程度上面是认同敬畏神，他明白神的智慧和能力。
And he even called God the God Most High.
他甚至称神为至高神。
But what was his problem?
但他的问题在哪里？
He never called God his God.
他从来没有称神为自己的神。
You know, Martin Luther wrote something which is quite simple but quite meaningful.
马丁路德写过一些很简单但是很有意义的话。
Speaking of his own salvation.
他提到自己的救恩。
He said, "He Christ died for me."
说他基督为我而死。
He made his righteousness mine and made my sin his own.
他使他的公义成为我的公义，使我的罪成为他自己的罪。
And if he made my sin his own, then I do not have it.
如果
and I'm free.
如果他把我的罪当作自己的罪，那么我就没有罪了，我就自由了。
You'll never be free from sin's bondage unless Jesus is the Jesus for you.
除非耶稣是你的耶稣，否则你永远不会摆脱罪的捆绑。
Is Jesus the Jesus for you?
耶稣是你的耶稣吗？
Or just the person sitting next to you?
还是只是坐在你旁边的人？
And if Jesus is Jesus for you, then the next thing is do as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did.
如果耶稣是你的耶稣的话，你就是会像撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神，神像他们一样。
To have God sitting on their throne of life.
有神坐在他们生命的宝座上。
The God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, their God is also our God.
撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥的神也是我们的神。
The only one and only one who is worthy of sitting on our throne of life.
是唯一配得坐在我们生命宝座上的神。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we come before you this morning and confessing.
父，我们今天早上来到你面前。
Confessing our condition that many times we are more like Nebuchadnezzar and the Chaldeans than like Daniel's friends.
我们忏悔我们的罪，我们要看着学习那个
Forgive us for betrayal.
宽恕我们的背叛。
Forgive us for putting anything else other than you on our throne of life.
宽恕我们把其他除了你以外的事情放在我们生命的宝座上。
We just pray that Lord Jesus, you will help us, you know, to be like Daniel's friends, even if the answer is, but if not, that we continue to be faithful to you.
让我们求你像可以像丹尼里一样，我们可以持续的对你忠诚。
Help us, Lord.
求你帮助我们。
And may we encourage one another as we are out there in the marketplace, outside of this building, that as we serve you.
让我们能够彼此鼓励，不管是在教会或者教会以外的地方。
Even in those situations, especially in those situations, Lord.Your name be honored and glorified.
我们在不同的情况之下，能你的名都能够被荣耀。
Amen.
we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.